Yes?
I wanted to ask for them to give a concrete example of an inspiration that, your personal inspirations, but there are some inspirations that have come in mankind that they might be aware of, like a poem or, I don't know, something concrete so they can know what is meant by it and the meaning of this confusion.
What she's pointing out is that we have experiences of intuitions, inspirations, and revelations. Now maybe that this particular part of my sentence is not very clear. We have experiences of intuitions, revelations, and inspirations. These three words are difficult words. They are distinguishable from what we call expressions of reason. You remember we had once made a diagram to show different levels of consciousness. Last time I compared reason with a carpet, below the carpet and above the carpet. I said intuition is above the carpet, instinct is below the carpet, and carpet itself is like the reason. Now, beyond the reason, above the reason, we have sometimes experiences which are sporadic, not constant. They come from time to time, suddenly. They appear and then they close down. After some time again they appear and close down. These are experiences which come in three forms: intuitions, revelations, inspirations. I had explained to you once these three words, once upon a time, when we are doing the secret of the Veda. You might have forgotten by now, but that doesn't matter. We had spoken of Ila, Saraswati, and Sarama, this is when I was explaining these three words in the Veda. Ila is the power of revelation. Saraswati is the power of inspiration. And Sarama is the power of intuition. I don't know if you recall now, to some extent. It's now long, long back. Have to be forgotten. We need to repeat these things again and again. Doesn't matter. When you open your eyes, all is revealed without effort. Similarly, there is an eye behind our eye. When you open it, everything is revealed. Inspiration is very often experienced by us, not commonly, but sometimes in our great intense state. A powerful word, as it were, comes out. It moves the people, illumines the people. Very often, therefore, you take examples from poetry for inspirations. Very often, prophets make prophecies in a state of inspiration. They perceive the future, as it were, and make a prophecy suddenly. Something like what Socrates, at the time of his great pronouncement, just before he was sent and sentenced to death, he makes a prophetic statement. In a certain state of intensity, a pressure of light manifesting itself in an inspired word. Like Danton, for example, in one of his great speeches, he said, "Dare and dare again and still dare." Three words. Dare, dare again and still dare. Audacity, no? Audaz. What is in French, you said?
De l'audace, encore de l'audace, toujours de l'audace.
Toujours de l'audace. These three words that he spoke and stirred the people. These are words of inspiration. When you enter into the object and get into the object, no more you remain away from the object. Become one with the object, identified. A spark takes place. And the object is possessed. You become the object yourself. And the object is known. It's intuitive knowledge. So there are three powers, higher powers of consciousness, different from the powers of the reason. Now these three powers often manifest in our consciousness. They are like northern lights. They flicker from time to time. They do not remain plenary, not all the time. You don't remain in the state of plenary consciousness. You don't live in the sunlight all the time. You only get some flickering manifestations, like sunspots radiating light from time to time. Similarly, intuition, inspiration, revelation, these are lights which come to us from time to time, sporadic lights, like northern lights. But they point to a higher light. They are a promise, as it were, that if you can have from time to time intuitions, inspirations, and revelations, then you can be sure that you can reach sometime. You need not fear to aspire. There is something higher in which you can remain forever in that state of consciousness. It is that stationing yourself in that higher light that is the aim of divine life. When Sri Aurobindo says that human life aspires for God, light, freedom, immortality, what he means is that you can permanently live in supramental light. Permanently. This possibility of permanent living in supramental light, this promise comes to us from the fact that sometimes you do get sporadic intuitions, revelations, and inspirations. So if it happens sometime, you can be sure you can also have, you can at least aspire to live in that supreme light forever. Is that clear now? Right? So, Samatha? Yes? Followed? Yes?
You related revelation to seeing, inspiration to hearing, intuition to what?
Discovering.
Discovering.
Suddenly. In the Veda we had said the Sarama discovers, goes ahead of Indra and discovers the stolen cows. So now let us read the last portion. And if there is any higher light of illumined intuition or self-revealing truth which is now in man, either obstructed or inoperative, or works with intermittent glancings as if from behind a veil, or with occasional displays, as of the northern lights in our material skies, then there also we need not fear to aspire. For it is likely that such is the next higher state of consciousness, of which mind is only a form and veil. And through the splendors of that light may lie the path of a progressive self-enlargement into whatever highest state is humanity's ultimate resting place. Any questions? No? That's marvelous. That means that they have troubled you already sufficiently.